About a dozen downtown Bloomington business owners and other stakeholders met privately last night with City Council member Jen Carrillo to clear the air on recent online comments she made threatening to boycott a planned bistro and wine bar that wanted to use the name Gypsy Room. The owners have since withdrawn the name, but some business owners, including Ruben Granados of Bloomington Spice Works, responded by saying the comments set a dangerous precedent. Granados tells GLT's Eric Stock he believes most of those involved in the closed-door meeting left with some mutual understanding, though he says establishing lines of communication was challenging at first.
As we worked through where each individual was coming from and then, you know, kind of heard the alderwoman speak as well, I think we were able to find a place where we all understand where we're each coming from and are able to move forward in a way that is going to be beneficial for everybody. Because I could tell that's exactly what happened. Like, because we had hit a point where things were getting a little difficult because, you know, in situations like that where people stop talking, emotions kind of tend to run high. But I think once all of that was worked out, we were able to really see where everyone's feelings were coming from. And I think everybody had the best of intentions at the end of the day, but, you know, I think it was just how it was handled overall, the whole situation with the establishment that was going to be open down here.
The indications were that there was a rocky start to the meeting. Several left initially. Was that what you're referring to initially by that, trying to find a proper form of communication?
I think that was actually kind of taken out of context by some people because only like a couple people got frustrated and decided to actually leave. And I understand and some people can't handle like situations like that where emotions kind of start to run high. But that wasn't everybody. Like some people just had places to be. I mean, they're small business owners, so they had things they had to go do. So unfortunately, most of those people who actually left, they actually just had prior obligations. I think it was only maybe a couple people at the end of the day that just were feeling that it was a little too intense. Because like I said, we had a little bit of a rocky start, but that happens in situations where there's no like it feels like there's no way to communicate with each other.
Well, there wasn't structure, I imagine, and who takes command in that situation?
It was a very loose meeting, and that's how we intended it to be. Is, you know, we just, at the end of the day, I think that's what people wanted, was they wanted to open lines of communication and actually feel like they could speak to each other. Because not to throw your media establishment or any media establishment out of the bus, or even social media in general, but sometimes things get put out there and then people read them and they don't have an opportunity to speak with people directly before reactions start to fly left and right. And I feel like that may have fueled some of the feeling of, I don't know if I can talk to this person. And I think that's why at first it felt a little rocky. And again, I'm not trying to directly place blame on anybody, and certainly not the media, but that's just kind of how the world works these days, especially with social media. You know, you can have the best intentions, but it's kind of hard to tell where somebody's coming from through a computer screen.
Now, when Councilmember Carrillo first made the online comments threatening to boycott the business that had not yet opened over the name The Gypsy Room, you were one of the first to respond, speaking as a downtown business owner on social media, and refute that. What motivated you to respond in that manner?
It was mainly because, again, like I even wasn't sure exactly what was going on, but I had a bad feeling about the precedence in general of how the situation was handled, because Ms. Carrillo had her heart in the right place. It's just that, you know, she is definitely new to that position, and even she was the first to admit that she has just been used to having to have to fight and be, you know, pretty bold about some of the things that she wants to do, you know, and that was part of the discussion last night, and I think we kind of came to terms that, you know, it's a different way now to handle things as a public official. because her sentiments are going to echo louder. So we hope that, you know, with time, you know, she is going to gain experience, and we hope that this is something that she takes as a learning experience. I think she does, and I think everybody, honestly, kind of learned from this whole experience, because even myself, you know, like, I don't really like to get involved in these kinds of things at all, but I knew that there was an environment that was being created that people felt like they couldn't communicate with each other, and I know from past experiences that's a difficult thing. It can cause a lot of problems, but from any viewpoint involved in whatever situation.
And this is Sound Ideas. I'm Eric Stock with Ruben Granados, who is the owner of Bloomington Spice Works, a downtown Bloomington business, and has been one of the downtown business owners involved in this discussion with Bloomington Councilmember Jen Carrillo over her initial comments online threatening a boycott of a business that was going to use the name Gypsy Room for a bistro and wine bar. They've since said they will be coming up with a different name. So Councilmember Carrillo apologized, we understand, for the manner in which she went about her difficulties with the name of the business, calling it a racial slur. Do you accept her apology, and how do you move forward?
Well, I think at the end of the day, what it came to was that there was a genuine feeling that the lines of communication are open now. And like I said, that's where all the problems kind of came at. Originally, and again, like, we all I think that's what we all felt, is that at the end, you know, we didn't feel like there was accurate representation of anybody's opinion out there, because everything had been kind of going back and forth through things like social media and things like, you know, people reporting outside of the situation, especially other people on social media, and it kind of closed down communication between the parties directly. I think that she definitely has her heart in the right place for some of these issues, and we could sit here and argue all day about, you know, the meaning of some words, but you know, that's something that I think is everybody's own personal belief, and I am definitely not going to speak for the two ladies whose business, you know, got affected by this situation. That's their own business to deal with, and they can make whatever choice they want to, just like I would feel free to make, you know, decisions about my own personal business. So.
And they have said that they will come up with a different name for it. They do not intend to offend anybody. So where does this leave the downtown business owners, yourself included, and Councilmember Carrillo, who represents them on the council? Are you all going to be pulling on the same end of the rope in the future?
I think so. I mean, that was the general feeling overall as we decided to leave the meeting where it was at, is that we all felt it was in a good place. Several people commented on the fact that it felt genuinely different in the room. I think, you know, it's going to be a learning experience. Like, I'd be lying if I didn't think that we weren't going to, you know, have some disagreements over time, but I think that they are going to be handled in a more appropriate way. Because at the end of the day, also on a national scale, as well as a local scale, I don't know what happened to communication, that, like, people feel like they can't talk to each other, and you're automatically going to judge somebody else for disagreeing with you. That's like the key to this whole thing, is just because somebody disagrees with you doesn't necessarily mean you have to directly attack them. You know, there's different ways, and you know, the world's never going to see eye to eye. Like, anybody who tells you that, they're lying. You know, the world's never going to see eye to eye on every single issue, you know, you just need to do the best you can to get along. But communication is key. Otherwise, there's no chance for people to find a middle ground and start to get along. So I think that we set a great example for a lot of people that need to take a step back and realize that there's just always going to be differing opinions.
Councilmember Carrillo is Latinx and the first ever elected to the city council. You, too, are Latinx, correct?
Yeah, yes, and It's something that you know, I kind of struggled with, even kind of bringing that as a point, because I've always lived my life not using labels like that. Like, I know that people mean really well when they have, you know, such a strong pride in whatever group they want to associate with, but...
Did that impact your decision to make this public?
In some ways, yeah. Because I knew what had happened was that a lot of the business owners down here, because they don't have to be a minority or any of the groups that are kind of getting special protection right now, they didn't feel like they could say anything. And that's exactly what happened. You know, some of the sentiments that I was receiving from some people here were they felt, like, not pressured, but they felt the pressure that would come if they were to voice their opinions. And again, that all comes from a breakdown of communication.
How do you improve that communication going forward, and who takes up that charge?
I mean, honestly, it is a personal responsibility. Like, everyone is personally responsible. Everyone wants to go around blaming, you know, political party A or B or group A or B. You're not helping the issue. Like, you really just need to realize that there are going to be people with differing opinions. Like, that's never going to change. Like, that's just life. But you need to learn to, you know, deal with each other as cordially as you can. I mean, that's all you can do. It's not like anybody's trying to force you to be around people who you completely disagree with and don't see eye to eye, but at the end of the day, you really need to approach people cordially and be willing to communicate. And if you're not, then, I don't know, you'll probably find yourself alone eventually.
That was downtown Bloomington business owner Ruben Granados with GLT's Eric Stock. Council member Jen Carrillo has not been available to GLT today.